Commentator Andrei Krajewski isn't so worried about his intelligence. He's concerned about his fading memory, and he's going after a cure.
I met a doctor who specializes in Alzheimer's disease and is conducting trials of a new drug. I was complaining to her about how I was starting to have trouble remembering things like the names of my books and what happened in them. And she said that this drug was doing wonders for Alzheimer's patients with dementia, and that it was being tested on younger people too, who needed more clarity and focus. So I signed up. She gave me a book of pills with instructions on each row and a long list of things to take with them, like mega doses of vitamin C and E. I took my first one as soon as I remembered, the very next week. After I took the pill and the vitamin sidekicks, I sat down in an armchair and waited for my childhood to come back to me. There were a few spots there, involving my father and the police, that interested me for literary reasons. Nothing happened. My head felt a little funny, like there was a wisp of mustard gas making its way to my third eye, but I put it down to psychosomatics. Next day, I took the second dose and felt a preternatural clarity, as if a cleansing rain had washed everything, including the armchair and the trees out the window. I still couldn't remember much, but I had focus on the things right in front of me. These things said to me, and I repeat, we are here. Don't worry about us. We aren't going anywhere. That was comforting for some reason, but in the evening the mustard gas came back, and I felt that all the nerves in my skull had been husked back by a spider. I was sure that my head was going to lift off my shoulders. I took a tranquilizer. Next day I went to teach class on my third dose of the drug, and as soon as I saw my students, I felt like crying, and not just crying, but also telling the truth. I couldn't help it. I told them everything I thought was wrong with their assignments, and I gave them some bleak assessments of the future when they had to earn a living as writers. Not a pretty picture. After class, I thought about curling up like a snail inside an old tire and waiting there for the mood to pass. That evening, I told the doctor that I was quitting and described my symptoms. Such symptoms had never before been noted by anyone, she said. That may be, but I now remember why I never take any pills unless they cure immediately whatever it is I'm hurting for.
Andrei Krajewski lives in New Orleans.